HKX, mobile.
At LK mobile.
Same, did you get your radio fixed?
I'm still working, I'm on the way to work right now in my personal vehicle, but it was still working last night. It's not, the wires are connected, but they feel tight, but I feel like they can come out really easily, so we'll see when I get there this morning, see if the guy messed around with it, see if he knocked them loose. Hopefully it'll still work.
That stinks that the guy is that way about it.
That's his norm. He's known for that anyway, so it doesn't surprise me, but I was really struggling with having some hard feelings against him.
Completely understand. I'd be the same way.
Because it's not that big of a deal, really. It's just it hasn't been an issue with three other people who have used that same tractor at night, and all of a sudden it became an issue. So we'll see what happens.
People, N6CLX mobile.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, Shane and Patrick. It is a good morning. Look at this. It's actually sun out over here.
Patrick, did I hear you talking this morning about doing some sideband on 2 meters last night?
Yes, Andrew and I were playing around with it, with vertical antennas, not horizontal. And we were able to make contact about 30 miles apart through all the dirt that I got behind me and between him.
I'd kind of like to try it on my horizontal antenna I've got up there. I told you it will tune on the low portion of the 2 meter band. So sometime when you're available, just send me a text some evening. If I'm available, I'd like to try that.
The thing you gotta watch with 2 meter sideband is both antennas have to be oriented in the same direction. If one's vertical, the other one has to be vertical. And so if yours is horizontal and mine's vertical, it won't work.
I don't have a vertical up very high. I've got one right now in the corner of the room is all I need. I mean, I can get the repeater with the HT, but haven't got my outside permanent antenna up yet, but I'll work on it. Go ahead, Mike.
Patrick, what radio are you using to make sideband, generate sideband for 2 meters?
9918.
Code, VHF, UHF?
Shack in a box. It's HF, all mode, and all bands.
Now I'm really jealous.
That I've been interested in since I got into the hobby. Been trying to learn a little more about it. So last night was just an experiment to see if I could even get out with a vertical antenna like that. So, but I can, and it worked fairly decent. It was like hunting a weak signal on HF.
What about my 857?
That frequency, you're not gonna get any skip. So, you know, you're only going to be able to reach out as far as you can see.
The guy I've been watching on YouTube that got the idea from, he's been making contacts up to about 300 to 400 miles away on 2 meter single sideband. But now he is using a horizontal antenna, and he has, he's on the ridge of the mountain, not in the valley like I am.
After that, then, is to get an antenna with a good amount of gain front to back, Yagi or something like that. And that, of course, like you said, both y'all have to have at least the right polarization and the right antenna.
Tonight, I was using my 2 meter beam, and he was using his 2 meter omnidirectional vertical, and we were able to make contact. And like I said, there's a lot of dirt between me and him, and we're 30 miles apart.
And what was his signal report? He heard you about the same?
It about the same. He could probably hear me a little better than I could hear him, but not a whole lot.
So that beam, I don't know what antenna that you have, but that's the difference of that, getting a little gain on that antenna. Cool. Big use for that sideband 2 meters, at least going back to my days, is transmitting and up to an Oscar satellite communicating.
Leave you out.
I did have a question. Is your beam vertical?
It is vertical.
Big difference up in the higher bands versus VHF versus HF, because I know you can do vertical to horizontal on the HF propagation.
Oh, I got to jump out right quick. KO4HKX.
N6CLX. Yeah, when the RF beams up, goes up and hits the ionosphere, whatever layer you're bouncing off of, usually E or D or F, Shane, once it reflects back, the polarization is canceled out. It reflects back whatever polarization wants to be. So it doesn't matter if you're vertical or horizontal if you're getting skipped.
It's just been a while since I've read about it. I've got an 857D that is an all-mode, all-band. But somebody, I read one article where a guy said on the 2-meter sideband, it was drifting on frequency, and he had to put an upgraded, I think he said it was an oscillator, but I could be wrong on that. He had the part number and everything. He just took it apart and took the old one out and plugged the new one in. Said it worked better, so I'm not sure what mine will do.
It must be pretty bad drift. Although, it won't take much drift at that frequency to move outside the passband of the filter for single sideband, so I can understand.
Just try and see what happens. But I do need to get an outdoor antenna for 2 meters. I'm so close to the repeater that it's not necessary to check in, though, or to hit a lot of the repeaters.
For the radio to have an antenna that's out, that doesn't have to be outside, but at least cut to the right length, and SWRs are cool. You get some standing waves, feed some RF back down into that radio. If you don't have a good ground, your radio will start absorbing it and do funny things.
The operator, too, not have an antenna 5 feet away from them.
Mess with enough RF, though, you get an RF burn on your hand, you'll recognize exactly what RF will do.
Yeah, room, though, I usually just use the HT if I'm going to transmit. So, and I have it monitoring the repeater. Anyway, hopefully it'll be a nice day today. It's a little foggy and cloudy where I am right now, but it's supposed to clear up some.
Going through it again tonight, 3 to midnight or 6 to midnight, I don't know. They changed, weather. Should have been a weatherman. I'd be great at it. I'm never right about anything.
We'll get paid for it.
He's kicked. Hey, Mike, having to jump out like that.
My wife will call me, especially going home. First thing she asks you on the radio.
My first Japanese station this morning. I didn't work him because he was out of my privileges, but I heard a Japanese this morning and an Australian a couple mornings ago.
My antenna is down on the ground at the moment. The line holding it busted, so it was just kind of being held up with some branches. So I got all that fixed, went to put it back up, and then the pulley came out the tree, so I got it all, I got all the parts now, I just got to go do it, but I'm not doing it in the rain.
An afternoon, it doesn't rain.
Yeah, and I made one big guess. I think I'm right. When I put it up, I used these, you know, those studs that you can screw in, but then they're regular bolt threads on one end and screw threads on the other. So I put that into the tree. I just don't remember what size the threaded end is. I made the guess it was a quarter 20. We'll find out.
And then fly a kite attached to your antenna as you're putting it up, and that'll keep the lightning away from the antenna.
Great idea. I got the idea now, too. I think I'm going to put another ground rod right below the antenna, hook on there. Get a little better ground on this antenna. My brother-in-law is on a piece of property in Mississippi. He's got water running below his whole property. Ground rod must be down in that groundwater. Man, talking about Japan, we were talking to Japan on 17 meters 2 weeks ago. No one's there except us and the guy in Japan.
Yeah, all this rain should be a big help, too. The water table's up. That can make a difference. It's crazy. Go ahead, Patrick. And four, is that out there?
Yeah, it might do it. I mean, because you're increasing your refractor a whole lot that way, aren't you?
Won't help the match on the antenna, but what it'll do is increase the takeoff angle and get it where I'm putting more of the signal up where I want it to go, towards the ionosphere.
My next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. Y'all be safe out there and have a good day. And KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Careful. I have the 4ZLK.
And I'm at work, too, so I'm going to skip out. N6CLX, have a good day, and I'll talk to you hopefully this evening. N6CLX, I'll be quick.
Patrick, N4ZLK, y'all have a good day.